This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Let's go to war here on Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered USA Radio Network. There's so much going on that I don't know where to begin. I say this a lot, but there's no reason not to say it. It happens to be true every day. It's amazing what's going on. By the way, just so you know, I just got off moments ago a guest appearance on Newsmax TV, my old home, where I had the number one show for 3 years, and we did not come to terms on a new deal. And we went our separate ways, but Newsmax called and asked me to come on, and I just did the Chris Salcido show moments before my show started, and I've already got so many of you who have emailed me to say you watched it, my old fans. You were excited to see me on Newsmax TV. Glad to be back. It was a nice appearance. Thank you, Newsmax TV. Let's talk about all the news that's fit to print. First of all, very quickly, becoming a huge news story in America. All these crazy Democrat governors, Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania, wear a mask 24 hours a day, wear a mask in your house. Gavin Newsom in California, lockdown, no restaurants, no gyms, close everything. And the biggest news story, very quickly, is Gavin Newsom's own birthday party. Well, I mean, I should say he attended a birthday party, but it was his party with a dozen friends. He was honoring, I believe, an assistant who worked for him for many years that's now, I think, a lobbyist, if I remember correctly. But the important thing is he attended the birthday party with a dozen friends, and he says you can't do that. Not only was it a 12-person birthday party, which is illegal in California, but it was also at a posh restaurant, and nobody was wearing a mask, and there were doctors in attendance without masks. Does this not tell you all you need to know? First of all, the whole thing is an exaggerated scam. Does COVID exist? Yes, I've said this for months. I've not one liberal. Liberals try and catch me again and again and again with a word out of context. I've never, ever, ever, ever allowed anyone to catch me saying COVID's a scam or a hoax. But the response to it is a scam and a hoax. The exaggerated response to the threat of zero young people dying, zero middle-aged people dying. This is 100% very, very old, decrepit people and very, very sick people with cancer. And I want to protect all of them. But I don't want to shut the economy because old people are dying. It's got nothing to do with us. You got to keep the economy going. Grandma's sick. Grandson to lose his business. Grandma doesn't want great-grandson and great-granddaughter to not go to school and lose their academic life. Lose years on their academic life and lose years on their life in general. I've seen the studies that say for each month you're out of school, you lose like a day of your life on the other end. Kids are losing time in life. And my guess is, if you're asking me why that would be, I would guess there's a massive increase in suicide among young people. So it's not like because you lose a month of school at the age of 16, you're going to die 1 month sooner at the age of 96, you know, 80 years from now. That wouldn't make any sense. I think that what it means is that young people out of school, A, get in trouble and die in car accidents and violent crime. And young girls get pregnant much more at a much higher rate, which probably lowers their lifespan too. If you get pregnant as a teen, probably means your life is not going to be a good one. You're going to live in poverty. If you live in poverty, you'll die younger. And if you don't get educated and your education is interrupted, you don't go as good to college, or you don't go to college, you drop out, and you have a shorter life and a miserable life. And last but not least, I believe suicides are probably dramatically higher among young people, which leads to an average younger life for all young people. So it makes no sense to keep kids out of school. It makes no sense to stop sports, young, healthy athletes. None of them are dying. You know, if one young, healthy athlete in all of America died, I'd say, Okay, that's one. You don't stop all sports for that. But I don't believe there's even been one young, healthy athlete in the entire United States who's died. If there has been, it's one. Believe me, if there's one, this is one, and that's it. You don't have to stop sports for that. But if you did have to stop sports, and if you did have to stop young people from going to school, and if you did have to shut your restaurant down, then why is Governor Newsom out at a restaurant without a mask with his friends, including doctors, without masks? Why? Same thing here in Nevada. Governor Sisolak, afraid of COVID. Ah, we're all going to die. And then you see him out every night at restaurants. And guess what? Now he's got COVID. Maybe he shouldn't have gone out. Maybe he should have locked down like everybody else you're asking to lock down. And you got to be prepared because the Democrats are going to ask you to cancel Christmas. They're already trying to get you to cancel Thanksgiving. I got a message for you. I said it on my early show. I'll say it here, too. I'm going to have a Thanksgiving celebration. I've got people coming over. I will have a Christmas celebration. I've got people coming over. You will never stop me from celebrating Thanksgiving or Christmas in my own home. Never. Good luck. God bless. You got no shot. What are you going to do? A policeman in the street? Blocking people from attending people's home parties? Are you going to have snitches who get up on, like, like little pedestals? Are they going to bring little portable chairs with them or little milk boxes, little soap boxes? And they're going to get up on them and lean in like little perverts and look inside the window to see if you have masks inside your home and then to call the police to come in and arrest you in your own home because you're not wearing a mask in your own home? Is that what you're planning? Because if that's the case, you're Nazis and you're the Gestapo and I'm a Jew and I will fight you to the death. We'll be in the streets and there will be war on the streets of the United States of America. Trust me. If you think you're going to stop me, arrest me for something I do in my own home, whether I wear a mask in my own home, if you think you can make me do that, you try. You step one foot in my home. You try. All of America better be ready. That's why we have the Second Amendment. That's it. Right there. That is why the Founding Fathers said it. They didn't say it was about criminals. They didn't say it was about foreign invaders. All of those are a worry. They said the Second Amendment's purpose is because government is going to come after you. And in America, it won't happen because they know the people are armed. So we're about to find out the value of the Second Amendment. I'm a Jew, and I remember clearly the first thing Hitler did before he rounded up the Jews and tortured them and murdered them and gassed them, the first thing he did is he passed a law that says no Jew can own a gun. And from that point on, they were helpless. In our country, they're going to come for us because you're not wearing a mask in your own house. They're going to come for you because you went for a jog in the park next to your house with no one around you and you weren't wearing a mask. This is sick. They're going to try and stop Christmas and Thanksgiving? Not going to happen. Good luck. Good luck with that one. Now let me tell you what else liberals are doing. This is why you got to have a hatred for liberals. A hatred. Megyn Kelly is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. Beautiful blonde Megyn Kelly, remember from Fox News Channel? She left for, I believe it was NBC, and then she left NBC because she was too conservative for the crazy radical communists who run a major network like NBC. But she's in no way a conservative. She is a moderate, independent, down the middle, who hates Trump's guts. She's no conservative. But she has common sense. She's not a bad person. And she's not a liberal, but she has common sense. Megyn Kelly is moving out of New York City and taking her kids out of school instantly after school promotes crazy racist curriculum to reform white kids. Independent journalist Megyn Kelly pulling her children out of school and leaving New York City after her boys' school promoted a call to reform white children and accused white people of reveling in their state-sanctioned depravity and slaughtering black people. Can you believe this? Megyn Kelly, who founded Devil May Care Media, revealed a letter that her boys' school administrators circulated among parents and faculty during an episode of her podcast on Monday. She said she and her husband were pulling their children out of school and leaving New York City for good over the out-of-control racial social justice agenda in the city schools. Here is part of that letter. And to my knowledge, this is not a joke. This is not a parody. This is not The Onion. It's real. Here's the letter. There is a cop killer sitting in every school where white children learn. They gleefully soak in their whitewashed history that downplays the Holocaust of indigenous native people and Africans in the Americas. They happily believe their all-white spaces exist as a matter of personal effort and willingly use violence against black bodies to keep those spaces white. as black bodies drop like flies around us by violence at white hands. Now, let me point out how ludicrous this is. Yes, there are a lot of black people dying in America in crimes. And guess what? They're all being killed by other black people. They're not being killed by any white people. There is no white on black crime in the United States of America. I won't say it's zero, but it's as close to zero as you'll ever get. There's no black people being murdered by white people in large numbers in America. Are there secluded incidents here or there? Yes. I remember that incident in Georgia where the black guy was jogging. And by the way, it's questionable. Was he jogging and out for fun, or was he robbing a house and jogging? I don't know. No one's ever cleared that up. But let's assume even if he was robbing a house or casing a house, he had no weapon on him. No one had a right to kill him. And a bunch of white guys who were in security saw him in the neighborhood. Neighborhood watch. They chased him and they shot him dead. And that's wrong. That's terrible. And that's racist. But that's the one time all year I've heard about a black person being killed by a white person other than a cop. And in every case of a white cop killing a black person, it's always a black criminal who's in the process of committing a crime at that moment. So don't tell me there's a lot of white people killing black people. That's a lie. There are thousands of blacks dying on the streets of Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit and Cleveland and Memphis and Newark and New York City, and they're all being killed by other black criminals. It's black-on-black genocide. So this letter is complete poppycock, complete lie, complete exaggeration, complete made-up slander of the white race. It's absolutely sick. It says white children are left unchecked and unbothered in their schools, homes, and communities to join, advance, and protect systems that take away black life. I am tired of white people reveling in their state-sanctioned depravity, stuffing out black life with no consequences. Can you imagine this sick stuff? Where are the government-sponsored reports looking into how white mothers are raising culturally deprived children who think black death is okay? Last I checked, black death goes on every day. And Black Lives Matter thinks it's okay. They couldn't care less. But all of us in the white and Republican worlds are shocked by the death on the streets of Chicago, and we want it to end. We can't believe you don't have any rallies. We can't believe there are no protests, no riots, nothing.
Awesome and amazing day. I'm John Jubilee with Energized Health. What is the scientific breakthrough that even the United Nations gave me an invitation to come and share about? It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, literally becoming healthy at the cellular level of our body. Look, I want you to be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. When it comes to health and wellness, people have been teaching everything, every kind of diet, every kind of exercise, every kind of supplements. Look, friend, they all work for a minute, but life's a lot longer than a minute. And that's why for the last 23 years, I've been sharing the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, Meniere's disease, all types of back, neck, and pain issue. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check it out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. Get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones. Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, let me tell you a little personal story because the sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. And by the way, in a minute, as soon as I'm done with this live read, I'm going to get you to you the biggest news story of the day, which is what Trump's lawyers are saying about this election, and some election news as well, some new ballots found in Georgia that just show you this entire election is a travesty. But first, I want to mention Energized Health, because I've been on their program for about, I guess about 3 weeks, a little bit less than 3 weeks, like a 2 days shy of 3 weeks. And I got on their very specialized scale that they brought me to my home, and you can only use their scale, and it measures a whole bunch of things in your body, including your body weight, your BMI, your total fat, percentage of fat in your body, and of course what you weigh, and of course your hydration level, because their whole system is about intercellular hydration. And let me tell you what the results have been. Okay, in less than 3 weeks, I've lost 7 pounds on the scale. I've gained 5 pounds of muscle, and I've gained 7 pounds of intercellular hydration. But here's the big one. I've lost 19 pounds of inner fat. 19 pounds while gaining muscle and hydration with zero water loss. And John Jubilee, the owner of Energized Health, just put spectacular, you're a rock star, wow, exclamation point. In less than 3 weeks, losing 19 pounds of fat, and there's no special exercise, there's no killer exercise that hurts, there's no special diet that kills you and you hate it, nothing like that, nothing. It's really the science of intercellular hydration. And people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love, plus supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, dramatically increase your brain function, look and feel years younger without painful exercise. And I'll share updates with you over the next 88 days. It's 88 days to change your life. And it's been 3 weeks. I've lost 7 pounds and 19 pounds of fat inside my body. And my hydration is up dramatically. So don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. 100% money-back guarantee. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root. And you get 40% off till Christmas. 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com or 888-444-8895. Look what it did for me. Amazing. I'm guessing everybody listening is going to call them now, because when the host tells you he's lost 19 pounds of fat in 3 weeks, and I'm not a fat person. I've never been fat in my entire life. I wasn't fat. My football playing weight was 180. Okay, I played strong safety and free safety and kick returner, and I was 180 pounds. And here I am, 59 years old, and I was 190. Does that sound fat to you? I'm pure muscle. I work out every day. But I never managed to lose any weight. I stuck at that 190 for, I don't know, the last 15 years. No matter what I did, it never moved. And I've never been able to lose that inner fat. There's fat lining your body. It doesn't matter if you look thin. Take my executive producer, Andrew Paul. Andrew Paul is so wiry. I mean, he's just completely skinny. And he's lost, I think it's 14 pounds of inner fat since he's been on this program. He started a week before me, so I've been on less than 3 weeks. He's been on less than 4 weeks. And he's lost something like, I think he's lost 11 pounds and 14 pounds of inner fat, I believe, if my memory, what he told me this morning, because I told him what happened to me, and he's like, oh, my God, look what happened to me. And he's skinny, but it doesn't matter. You could be skinny and have fat inside your body. That's your body fat mass index, BMI. So you could be skinny and your body is like 30% fat. Well, my number has gone so dramatically down. Matter of fact, let me tell you the number. I think my body fat index was 36, and now it's 27, something like that. It is dramatically down. Unbelievable. All right, let's talk now about the election. This is a big news story. Georgia Election Monitor finds a 9,626 vote error in a county's hand recount. Holy crap, he only lost Georgia by what, 14,000 votes? And you just found a 9,000 vote mistake? One of her monitors, this is coming from the chairman of the Republican Party, David Schaffer of Georgia, just one of their monitors discovered a 9,626 vote error in DeKalb County, which is basically all black and Democrat. It's Atlanta. And the batch was labeled 10,707 for Biden, 13 for Trump. And the real number was 1,081 for Biden, 13 for Trump. 9,626 extra votes for Joe Biden because someone wrote the wrong number in. And you know that wasn't a mistake. Anyone who believes that's a mistake, I got a bridge to sell you in Las Vegas. It was a lie. It was a purposeful mistake. They added 9,000 plus votes to Joe Biden in one county. Now, you don't think that happened in every county across America? The people doing the counting are all Democrats and communists and Marxists and government employees who hate entrepreneurs and businessmen like me and Donald Trump. Those are the people doing the counting. Stalin said it best. Doesn't matter who you vote for. It matters who counts the votes.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillLedge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill. We, meaning the Senate Republicans, we tried twice. You know, I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it.
With more states beginning to lock down, Wall Street a little jittery, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 345 points to close at 29,438, the S&P falling 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a quick mention of my new book, The Trump Rules, number one in multiple categories. The PR has barely even begun. I've done very few interviews yet because all the media is dominated by talk of the election. They don't want to do a book. They want to do who's going to win, who's going to lose, is Trump going to overturn, is Biden the new president. So we haven't even done much media, and just by promoting it to my fans here on this radio show and promoting it on Parler, we managed to get this book number one in so many categories. It's number one in politics, number one in political parties, number one in political advocacy, number one in business negotiation, number one in sales, number one in several other business categories. Unbelievable, unbelievable results for Trump Rules, and for good reason. Donald Trump is an incredible businessman, and I've studied him for 41 years. This book has no politics in it. Nothing to do with politics, everything to do with entrepreneurship and always being number one, business and personal success. It's a winner's guide to being a winner in life, and it's very unusual because it's Trump. The book is about Trump and his rules, but how they've affected my life and how a little son of a butcher with no chance to ever succeed any special way in life became the number one anchorman on CNBC and the youngest anchorman on CNBC and perhaps the youngest anchorman on national TV at the time, 26 years old, and the youngest political candidate in all of New York State, 21 years old, and wanted to be Jimmy the Greek and wound up being Jimmy the Greek's partner on TV and wanted to be Bill O'Reilly and wound up being Bill O'Reilly's partner on TV and wanted to be Rush Limbaugh and wound up a nationally syndicated radio host like Rush Limbaugh, wanted to write books and wound up with several bestsellers, wanted to create reality shows and wound up with the number one reality show in the history of Travel Channel. I would say the Trump Rules would work pretty damn good for Wayne Allen Root, the son of a butcher. So this book is a look at what it did for me, what it could do for you, what it did for Donald Trump. Trump Rules, great Christmas gift. Go check it out. All right, we've got our guest here. He's on at least once a month, sometimes twice a month. Whenever there's some big headlines over a Western Journal, we've got Josh Manning. It's a great site, one of the most popular conservative websites in the world and highly trafficked in the world, westernjournal.com. He's the senior news editor. And my buddy, Josh Manning, how are you?
Wayne, you're a good man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic.
So, you know, I said I'm doing great. You ever have a day just explode on you? That's what my day did to me. I came in, I thought it was going to be nice, and my day just attacked me. But I'm ending the day with you and your audience, Wayne. How could it be better than that?
Well, I'm laughing because, you'll see, if you look up in the dictionary, days exploding on you, Wayne's picture is there. Every day explodes on me. Every single day explodes on me. It drives me crazy. I wake up and I go, this is finally going to be a Saturday where I relax. And then the phone rings, and 32 people need me at 32 different speeches, Republican events, business events, and all of a sudden, and five friends call and go, hey, Wayne, we're in town. Can you meet us for lunch or dinner tonight? And they just flew in from New York, and they only could see me, and they're only in for 2 days, and they gave me zero notice. They want me at dinner tonight, and my entire day explodes. This happens all the time. Try living in Vegas.
It looks so promising. It looked so promising at the start of the day. But I thought I was going to have to cancel you. I didn't have to cancel you, thankfully. I'm
never
here.
Cancel me.
I'm glad to hear from you. I'm
never
glad to be on with your audience.
Don't ever cancel me like liberals want to cancel Christmas. Don't do it.
I would never cancel you. I would never cancel. I might cancel on you, but I would never cancel you.
If there's ever going to be a war on the ground, another civil war, Josh, I got to tell you, if liberals try and stop us from celebrating Christmas, and or, there's more than one, stop us from celebrating Thanksgiving, and or demand we wear masks indoors in our own homes, as they're doing in Pennsylvania.
Happened.
I know, Pennsylvania. There's got to be a war. I mean, nobody's got to accept this. Nobody could possibly believe that this is something they're going to do in their own house, and snitches are going to turn on you by looking in your own, being a pervert and looking in your own living room window. Does he have a mask on in his own house? Let's call the police. Can you imagine how ridiculous this is?
Can you? Yeah, I mean, one of the things that broke, you know, that sort of broke the backs, one of the straws that broke the backs of the colonists was when the crown came in and said, look, we're going to come into your house whenever we want, and you're going to house soldiers for us. You know, there's something about when the government says, all right, we're coming into your house. That is a, you know, there's a red line there that you don't cross. And so what are they going to do to enforce this? Are they going to have snitches informing? Are they going to come in and they're going to give you a ticket? And we know that they're interested in these things. We've heard stuff Beto has said about going door to door and dealing with guns and those things. You know, this is just an authoritarian's dream come true. And if you think it can't happen to you, you know, people in Michigan probably didn't think it could happen to them last year. And now all of a sudden we know what Gretchen Whitmer really is. Right. She's a little tin pot dictator. And she, it's so funny, you know, you and I talk ahead of time about what we might talk about on the show, and then we never talk about that. We're talking about mass and
no, but you,
and
no,
by
but
the way,
Josh,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say you're one of my favorite guests, because with everyone else, I take the list that we're supposed to speak about, and I go down the list. With you, whatever is the first thing on my mind, the conversation just begins, and we just start talking. So that's a very unusual connection.
What a guy.
So I appreciate it.
Well, hey, I feel the same way. Did you see CNN? They were reporting on the new tree at Rock Center, and it's a it's not a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree, Wayne. The holiday tree.
Didn't I read that it broke or something, and it may not go up this year?
Dude, it looks so bad. We were looking at pictures of it earlier, and like I said, my day kind of went to pot on me, but we in the newsroom were looking at pictures of it, trying to figure out what the heck happened to this thing. It looks like somebody took an enormous chainsaw to it, or it split in two, or something. It's horrible looking. Horrible looking.
Is this a news flash,
by the way, for 2020?
Is this a news flash? Did you say that you're now a pot smoker? I said that your day went to pot.
No, I said the day went to pot. No, there is no recreation. Arizona might have decided on that, but there is no recreational
in
pot smoking
house.
Going on. There is none. Although, I'll tell you just a quick story. We had I thought I smelled it in the house the other night. My kids are teenagers. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill one of them. Turns out, no, there was a skunk outside the house. Turns out that's what it was. But there was a brief moment where I thought, this is how homicide happens.
That's how I feel about pot. I think it's the stinkiest smell. I can't stand it.
Oh, it's vile.
And I had friends in who are very rich. One of them's a billionaire. I'm proud to say I know a billionaire. I know a couple billionaires. I know Donald Trump. But this was a different friend than Donald Trump. But he also lives in Florida, like Trump. And he belongs to Mar-a-Lago, and he's a friend of a friend. And he said, I'm coming to Vegas. I'm thinking about buying casinos. I want to buy casinos. So he comes to Vegas, and this is one of those trips, by the way. He calls me on Friday and says, can we have brunch on Sunday? And I'm like, I got my weekend plan. I'm sorry, but no, we need to have brunch on Sunday. I'm buying entire casinos or chains of casinos. I'd like you to be the go-between. Well, I'm not going to turn that down. Mm. So suddenly on Sunday, I wound up at brunch. And the first thing he said to me is, what's happened to this town? The people look so low class. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Vegas used to be high class people. There's a bunch of disgusting looking, you know, slobs walking around this place.
Yeah.
And number one. And number two, he said, you can't get off the elevator without the horrible, horrid smell of pot. It's everywhere. And I said, yep, they legalized pot and they ruined this town. The smell of pot is there are streets, Josh, in Las Vegas off the casinos, like 5 minutes off the strip. You turn on a street. And you're right near the casinos. You can see them all in the distance, 2 blocks away. And the entire street smells like skunk for miles because every other building is a pot place. And it stinks. They've ruined this town with pot. It's disgusting.
Yeah, the Vegas of the 60s, the 50s and 60s, it's never going to be back. But man, imagine talking about legalizing drugs and stuff. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in Portland here once the legalization of everything goes in? Think about Antifa rioters on PCP. You talk about a place that can least afford to do this. We were talking in the newsroom the other day. You remember when bath salts came on the scene? However many years ago that was. They had this crazy cannibal incident in Florida, and that's what brought
everybody's
attention. Yeah, ate the guy's face. I'm thinking, what in the world is going to happen in Portland when these guys get their hands on PCP and bath salts and all of this crap? I mean, that's terrifying. Terrifying stuff.
Let's make sure people understand what Josh is talking about. Didn't Portland, it's not Portland, but the entire state of Oregon, the last
election, Oregon,
they legalized every drug, including heroin and PCP, correct?
Yes.
Incredible.
So you can go, and you know, I understand where the legalize some drugs crowd. I get where they're coming from. I understand that.
I get pot.
PCP serves no purpose whatsoever except to turn you into a godless killing machine.
Yeah, the
tasers can't stop. Guns won't stop. You got to destroy muscle mass in those guys. And so the idea of a lawless place like Portland, which was once this really beautiful city, world
a laid-back city, a pot-smoking
very mellow,
city.
very mellow. For many reasons,
films
getting. Yeah, and then these guys shoot up with this. There's no telling what's going to happen. I mean, Wayne, everywhere leftism goes, destruction follows.
Destruction.
Everywhere.
And when you talk about the problem, liberals will say, the problem in America is racism and police brutality. If you want policemen to need to kill every person that fights with them,
ooh,
even if that person's
good.
On aim, guess how that'll happen? Let them all take legal
that
drugs and PCP
point.
And be filled with horrible drugs so that the more you hit them, the more they have the strength of 20 horses, right? 20 horsepower. And they're going to just barrel right over you, and they're going to kill people and knock you into the cement and kill you when your head hits the cement. You're going to see policemen
Wayne,
shooting unarmed
point.
People. Right? I'm telling you. What else can a cop
do? Only thing they can do is
right.
that or get killed.
Hey, Josh, the music's on, so that means we're taking a quick break, but I always keep you for two segments. We never got to anything on the list, and now we will go to the list when we get back. Josh Manning, and in the break, you know I'm going to push you about the book. Come on. I'm going to mention we got to talk about the book, the Wayne Root book, Trump Rules. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. He's about to make my book famous at Western Journal. Aren't you, Josh? Yes, you are. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weight. Go to xbar.com, enter promo code WAR, and save $75.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root, I told you about that energized health program, which is amazing. I was a skinny, hardworking guy, and I didn't think I had any fat. They measure my body fat, and I find out I've actually got a lot of body fat inside. Well, in the last 3 weeks, I've lost 19 pounds of body fat and 7 pounds on the scale and added almost 7 pounds of muscle. So really an amazing program, and I told you about that in the last segment. In this segment, I'll tell you about the X3 exercise bar. See, I just use all the products on my show, and they're changing my life. And the X3 exercise bar replaces a workout and certainly replaces a workout with weights. It's compact, premium home exercise. It uses variable resistance. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day, and it's not just more effective, but studies prove it's 3 times more effective. That's why it's called the X3. My arms look like Popeye the Sailor Man. I've used it for a month, and my arms are bulging. This thing is amazing. 10 minutes a day. I'm not even sure if I use it 10 minutes. I use it like 7 or 8 minutes, and then I get on my aeropic equipment. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, who invented a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. It's portable. It's easily stored. It takes up no room. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NBA and NFL players, to replace weightlifting, and the key components are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. See, I get you guys great deals. Save $75 with WAR at x3bar.com. Back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the most highly trafficked conservative websites in this country, westernjournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome back.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me, man. I need one of those bars. That sounds like exactly what I'm looking for.
How about my energized health system? I lost 19 pounds of fat in less than 3 weeks. Have you ever heard of anything like that? It's amazing.
I have not, but when I tell my wife about it, my wife, I don't know if you've met my wife is beautiful. She does not need to lose any weight, but she's always obsessing over it.
I met her at the event in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's gorgeous. I remember it.
Beautiful.
I remember it well.
Yeah, but she's always obsessed with
that. And, yeah, she'll be all over this. 19 pounds, yeah, she'll be all over that.
Well, tell her about it. I'll get you whatever information you want. So let's talk a little bit about you do, I mean, look, here's my realization. People keep asking me and texting me and emailing me, what's going to happen with the election? What's going to happen, Wayne? You have the answers. And I keep saying, I don't have the answers. I have no idea. I'm not God. I don't have a crystal ball. I have no guarantees. I don't know if any judge has the balls to throw out an entire election of the United States, and I tend to doubt it. I just don't know what's going to happen. But I'll tell you what I do know, Josh. The election was stolen. There's no question the election was stolen. There's so many reports from so many states and so many voter irregularities that are one in a billion. It was stolen. I want to get your response to that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're following so many stories about, I mean, we're watching things about Dominion, we're watching stuff about Lindsey Graham talking about dead people voting,
homeless people voting in multiple states.
Well, yeah, and then, I mean, that gets to one of the things that we had talked about ahead of time. There's a story coming out of California, a place called Hawthorne, which is sort of a kind of a suburb of L.A. They caught 8,000 fake voter registration forms coming in there from, it was just a little two-man team running their own little racket, their own little operation. 8,000 fraudulent voter applications. This would have been 8,000 votes. This is a town of about 80 to 90,000 people. So we're talking about a potential 10% swing. And you know, it'd really be higher than that because they're not going to have 100% voter turnout. It is incredible what's happening. We've all looked at the lawsuit and some of the affidavits for what was happening in Pennsylvania, where they're saying they had truckloads of ballots come in. And it is incredibly, incredibly hard to establish what is true here and what's not. I do think that, one thing, that's what the courts are for. It does bother me when I see an Obama-appointed judge being what I think is unduly harsh on Trump lawyers. Things like that bother me, but courts are used to weighing evidence and kind of sussing out what happened and what didn't happen. But Wayne, if nothing, look, it could have been the cleanest Tuesday in American history. I don't know how you get around suppression polls, though. If you're trying to decide, am I going to volunteer to knock on doors this weekend for my candidate, and the polls show my candidate's down 17 points when it turns out he's only down 2, you're probably not going to go out and vote. Pardon me, you're probably not going to go out and knock on doors. You're trying to decide, am I going to spend this $100 trying to help get my candidate elected, or am I going to go out to dinner with my family this weekend? You know, if you think that it's hopeless, you're not going to send that money in.
Well,
so I don't know that this was something that happened on the day. It happened going up to it. Yeah,
what about after the fact? I mean, in the future, do you feel like working for a Republican candidate when you know that after the fact, when the votes are counted, our people aren't even allowed in the room? They count hundreds of thousands of ballots, and it comes up 300,000 to zero, and your candidate was up 270,000 last night, and 300,000 ballots magically appear. Not one Republican's in the room to report how those ballots appeared, and yet your candidate is supposedly has lost the election. Does anybody really want to work for a Republican? What's the point? It's a waste of time.
You know who got numbers like that? Saddam Hussein.
Right, exactly. And so did Joe Biden, and the numbers don't make sense. And by the way, I found out today, there's 17 districts in America that seem to determine the winner every year of presidential elections, and Donald Trump won 16 out of the 17 but lost the election. The improbability of that is like 1 in 100 million. It's impossible. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Thank you, buddy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
pillows.